qualities will appear only when there is Perk Iriyabod and Tamlai Santati and Khana Sanya, three things which hinders the experiencing of the arising and falling away.
Could you mention those three again?
Perk Iriyabod.
Perk
Iriyabod. Perk is no more deeply cling to Iriyabata.
Iriyabod
means a location.
Iriyabata is sitting, standing, walk position. Because the posture, always hinder the arising and falling away of rupa. Even one is closing one's eye, thinking about oneself, standing. Even there is no rupa appearing, but the memory of it, the sanya. Until that sanya is known at that moment.
I'm not quite.
When there is no sanya of sitting position, the reality will appear as it is.
So you mean the particular sanya of the posture is always hides the experiencing
why
of the
rupas? The three characteristics is hidden by these three.
Okay, so the first is
sanya of position,
posture, and
Perk Iriyabod in Thai land. In Thai language translated from Pali, which I don't know the Pali term. Perk Iriyabod. No more sanya of the Iriyabata. And the succession of the arising and falling away of realities, santati.
The succession,
continuation. And the khana sanya.
It's a group.
Yeah.
To take it as a whole.
To take memory of a group. Memory of a group.
Of nama and rupa.
Yes.
Of the whole together.
Taking it for something.
What are these three things called?
อะไรล่ะคะอะไรที่ปิดบังอนิจจังทุกขังอนัตตา
The hide
ปิดบัง
But it's difficult to explain about painful feeling and pleasant bodily feeling because I don't understand quite myself.
haven't you ever ill at all?
Yes.
No pain?
Yes.
Everyone has.
Of course.
Yeah. So it's there.
Yeah.
I'll ask. Just coming back to that in a circle. For example, when one hears very loud noise, like some people, like me, more sensitive than others, and what. Obviously there are, because we know when there's hearing it's just with neutral feeling at that moment and all the rest is aversion, but there is seems to also be experienced through the body sense
at the
ears.
So
There's the unpleasant bodily feeling through the ear body sense, as well as the neutral feeling with the hearing, and then of course all the aversion, because I used to think, oh, how come I have so much aversion just to this neutral feeling, and but actually I know, some people are more affected by actually the sound is experienced louder, at different moments and for different people. So
I'm not so sure it's that, because
So there is experience through the body sense too, and the same with the eyes. Like if you see a very, very bright light, there's, it's not just neutral feeling experiencing visible object. There's also, pleasant and unpleasant body sense
as quick as that,
following each other very quickly. Is there anything you can say?
That's why we know the meaning of the realities arise and fall away so fast, but sanya keeps on thinking in the ocean of concept.
So we understand
that.
That's correct.
But I have a question about it, because sound is never alone, it is always together with the earth element. So that earth element can hurt. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at that moment, it's the ear base which is impinged by the sound. So the other object.
That's an ear sense, but.
Does not appear.
The hardness.
Does not appear.
With the sound.
Because hurt. Only sound impinged on the ear base.
But when it hurts your ear.
It's another moment again.
But is that together with the sound?
Different
sound.
You don't have to think about the 17 moments which arise before the hearing. Mm-hmm. And there must be Javana, see? Yeah. And then the Manodavara and Bhavanka, and then the body. Yeah. Sense on the body process.
So we cannot say it's the same solidity together with
impossible,
that sound.
Impossible, different doorway.
Yeah. But it has to do with sound, doesn't it?
No connection. Different doorway, different doorways. You think of the process.
But when I sound, think of the rupa,
sound has to fall away.
Sound rupa has solidity. Is that?
Because but we are talking, please.
May I say, there's other things happening apart from the sound rupa.
Yeah.
There's also, as we know from scientific knowledge, the airwaves.
Yes.
So there can be rupas impinging on the body sense.
Of course.
At the same time as
the
sound
time.
Rupa. It doesn't mean that it is the same galapa of.
Not the
of
same.
Rupa.
But in my idea or thinking concepts, I know
let's say,
it's together.
Let's say, at moment of experiencing hardness, is there no smell in that group?
There is.
But
it's
what
hardness
impinged on the body?
Yeah. But once you said the sound can blow up a building.
Generally, when we speak of in
concepts.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So it's. For example, that loud noise, it's, say the hardness is impinging, you said hardness impinges on the ear base.
No.
You mean
hardness
that on the body sense?
Body sense.
Right.
But there is body sense here.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's why
but not the ear base.
The ear base. So different doorways,
different conditions, even.
Yes.
No, I was thinking of the rupas together in the kalapa.
But only one characteristic impinged on one
base,
doorway.
Sometimes when you mention experienced and appeared, I get a little confused about exactly what you're meaning. So you're saying that hardness at that moment impinges and is experienced, and then it just depends on the jhāvana
chitta,
whether it appears, whether it is.
I mean that at in the group of it, which
it
the hardness impinged on the on the body's base, is there no smell, is there no color?
Right, must
see?
But no sound.
But
no sound.
Only hardness impinged on.
Yeah. Right.
It doesn't
mean
that there is no other seven at all.
So when you say impinged on, is it the same as saying is experienced?
The jitta experienced.
Right. And then when you say it depends what appears, you mean it depends whether...
what impinged on.
What impinged on, right.
If it's smell, it's impinged on the...
And then it appears to the jhāvana jītas. And then it depends on whether there is any knowing of what appears that has already impinged on the body sense at that moment. I think it's really important to understand, because otherwise, people have some, including us, you have some confusion or think, neutral feeling arising with hearing, how come, when it's so painful, it's good to...
No matter it's soft, sweet or hard, sound, it's sound, just sound.
And, hardness is hardness, however, pleasant or unpleasant.
Exactly. Except the body sense.
Yeah, except the body sense.
In
one of the, and something that I read or listened on a tape, I can't remember where, but you mentioned Nama is harder to know than Rupa, but I was a little, you know, for me I would say
more refined, than Nama is more refined than Rupa?
Mm-hmm. Because there's no Rupa at all. We are used to know Rupa, but we are not used to know Nama. Because Nama doesn't have any Rupa, characteristic of Rupa in it.
Yeah. And it's only one moment.
So Rupa doesn't mean there's no Rupa at all.
For example, Nama does not have sound, right. Color, smell, right. Taste.
Oh, I see what you mean. With Nama, there's no Rupa at all. I thought you meant, okay.
And it's very short. And the Rupa is lasting a bit longer.
But it arises and falls away continuously. Non-stop.
I mean,
from eons to eons.
You say Nama has no Rupa, but Rupa has no Nama.
Right,
so,
yeah. Right.
And couldn't one just say it depends on accumulations? How can we say for the others, oh, one is harder?
If we talk about
the Rupa and the Nama, can we say that the Nama is more refined because it doesn't have any characteristic of Rupa at all?
Why does that make it more refined than Rupa, which has no characteristic?
The Rupa can be seen, Nama cannot be seen. The Rupa can be heard, but the Nama cannot be heard.
But on the other hand, Rupa cannot see, it cannot hear, so cannot feel. So how can one say the first is more refined?
Because it cannot see. So seeing must be refined, more refined. If you'd like to think.
No. But I was, I mean, I don't really mind about the word refined, but just when you
difficult
said
to
that,
understand?
I think it depends on accumulations.
It depends, but for those who begin.
Right. I never have any idea of it being hard.
Okay, now. Visible object is appearing.
Right.
Is there any understanding it as just a reality? See? Even it is appearing. Right. And what about the Nama, which does not appear? More difficult to know?
Yeah. Or maybe another word is subtle. More subtle.
Yeah, more subtle. More subtle. More subtle. By its characteristic, not by the accumulation of the person who has accumulation for knowing it. Yeah. Even right now.
Yeah. Anyway, I was just,
when we are beginning to understand what? The seeing or the visible object.
If you said to me, which reality has there been more or less awareness of, I wouldn't say necessarily visible object more than seeing or anything like
depending
that.
Depending on the different people.
Different accumulations, that's what I think. So you could say, oh, this one is the
but
more
by its nature.
By its nature, but it depends
we
on
we can
the
say that the Nama must be more subtle because it never appeared through eye, ears, nose, tongue.
Also on the objects of samatha, some objects which could not be objects of samatha before the Buddha's time or out of the Buddha sasana, like does this include the Brahma Viharas?
Only some, like the
bounds of the body?
No, like the virtues of Buddha.
Okay. And the Dhamma and the
Sangha.
Just those?
Okay, because as much as we know.
Jonathan thought you'd read about.
I thought I'd seen in the Visuddhimagga that the foulness of the body is also only taught by a Buddha as object of samatha.
Samatha and go on to vipassana or only samatha?
Not sure. Okay. I couldn't say for sure.
I don't know that.
And we can say that, because we had some discussion,
Because was there no one at all in the old days didn't realize the foulness of the flame.
Right. Yeah.
As self.
Yeah.
Okay. And can there be someone who is so wise to know that how to not have such unpleasant feeling towards those objects? But I don't know about this because I don't know whether it's in the book about how many objects are not in were not in the time of Buddha.
So all you know about is Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Also, we had some discussion about elements because I understand that you know all the objects of samatha are concepts except for two of the arupa brahma objects.
Speaking, Jonathan, because in some place it says that the they call it in samatha, not the Patikula Manasikara, they say about the 32 something
parts of the body.
Do they use the word foulness too, or just they concentrate on the 40 parts of the body? Because some places say that when Buddha talk about contemplation on Kaya, they are all Kayanupassana Satipatthana. So people might take this word as it is Kayanupassana Satipatthana when it's the foundness of the body. But when we talk about the breath or anything, okay, it's the Kayanupassana Satipatthana.
I think the one
When he talk about the body, he talk about Kayanupassana Satipatthana. But for samatha, when they talk about the body, they think about the 32 parts. I'm not sure.
Right. what I have a recollection is not the corpse, the rotting corpse, not that one. The I think it must be the parts of the body, the 32 parts.
Head
of the
hair, head of the body,
as object,
the male
samatha.
Skin, the skin.
All those and the internal organs.
One of these, it is said, is only 25
I could remember the exact word about this, but I'm sure that when he talk about body, he mean Kayanupassana Satipatthana. So when people think about the 32 parts by grace of samatha, they might think that it's not taught by Buddha.
Right.
And you also mentioned the Brahma Viharas.
No, I didn't mention Brahma Viharas.
And yes, so all the
objects. James.
Okay, all the objects of samatha are concepts. So even when it's about dhammas like elements, then it's concepts of the realities as object. Because we had some discussion.
Actually, samatha means the moment when citta is kusala at different levels. So when the mind becomes more and more kusala, the characteristic of samadhi will appear, but there must be kusala. So it doesn't mean that kasina is only the disc. For those who can have panya to understand reality as it is, no matter what color is there, it can be used by the term kasina too. So kasina does mean only samatha bhavana and only the this, but any color, which panya can understand that moment. Like when one is closing one's eyes now, what color? See, some might think that it cannot be moment of understanding, but it has to be. Otherwise, there must be I who does know what is there when one is closing one's eyes. And that can be kasina too, because there is nothing but that, see, as color kasina.
You mean at that moment of closing one's eyes, and it's not satipatthana, but it's moment of calmness.
The word kasina in Tipitaka doesn't mean only the disc for samatha bhavana. it also means the color or any kasina, which is the object of right understanding.
Understanding with calm at that moment.
Yeah.
So any.
For example, while one is closing one's eyes now in the open place, see what is there.